We have what I like to call a pop-up guest coming up in just a moment. The Okie Dokie Brothers just did the song Saddle Up. And thanks again. Wasn't it interesting to hear about Reed Messer's experience with horsing as an equestrian and as part of 4-H? Linda Bucher is here. There is an exhibit right outside our doors at our Youth Media Center from the DePaul School, and we knew it was going to come up today, be established, and we wanted to be sure that you know about this exhibit because it's remarkable and one that you might want to come and visit. And Linda, thanks for making time for us on such a busy day. Can you tell us a bit about the DePaul School first, and then we'll talk about the exhibit that opens today?
Thanks so much, Larry. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Hang on. I'm making a mistake. Try that again.
Okay. Thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about this. DePaul School for Hearing and Speech has been around for about 118 years now, and we teach profoundly deaf children, hard of hearing children, and children with severe speech delays how to listen, speak, and learn using listening and spoken language teaching methodologies. It's opposed to ASL, although we do use ASL, but we also use LSL. So one of the things about the city of Pittsburgh that I love, I'm a native Pittsburgher, love Pittsburgh, is that we have such a rich history of not only culture, but sports, medicine, education, and underpinning all of that are services that children with disabilities need to have. You know, families are moving to this city because there's so much opportunity here at the moment. And the thing that we wanted to really highlight today with the art exhibitions called Bridging Perceptions is that we have a ton of services in the city that can handle children who have speech issues, who are deaf, who are blind, who are artistic, who have any number of challenges. And the great thing about this exhibition is that they're just as creative as anybody else once they're given the chance and once they're given the encouragement. And that's really what we want to do today, is just shine a light on the capabilities and the creative nature of the children that we deal with on a daily basis.
How old are the children who attend DePaul School?
DePaul School can handle everything from babies through age 15. Depending upon when we get them, when they come to us, whether it's from parents finding us or whether it's through a pediatrician, and if they have cochlear implants or hearing aids, we start right away with intensive parent training to help them communicate with their baby. As you can imagine, that would be horribly difficult to try and communicate with a child who can't hear you. So we start with our parenting classes. We go to toddler classes, pre-K, kindergarten, and then through primary school, which we call, it goes through eighth grade.
I was thinking when you talked about the range of resources for all things here in the Pittsburgh area and really southwestern Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. The other thing, and I know a little bit about the community that DePaul serves, there are different approaches to helping people who are either deaf or have trouble hearing. And one of the amazing things in this area is you have choices that you can make. And I think it's important, the same is true if blindness or sight is a difficulty, just as you would in all sorts of things in life, just as you might choose a college, you can choose, or a school district, you can choose different approaches. And DePaul is one of them, and they've been around for many years, but there's others too. And it's never really took time to think how lucky we are that we've got those options.
I completely agree with you. And I think that is, again, that is one of the reasons that we wanted to provide this exhibition today, is because there is a ton of resources in this city. And, you know, as I've said, Pittsburgh, as a lifelong Pittsburgher, I remember when Pittsburgh, when everybody was just running away, getting jobs. And now that's coming back. And I think it's important that people understand that if you have a child who has a speech issue or has a hearing issue or who is, you know, has a challenge visually, we have the resources in this city and we can help you. And I want that to be front and center today. And that is really critical.
I should mention it's DePaul Learning and Speech.org. Do I have that right?
It's DePaul School for Hearing and Speech. And the website is, well, I don't know the actual.
I think it looks like it's DePaul Learning and Speech.org. I'll check as we're talking to get it. Yeah. To get it exactly right. It's probably, well, no, since we brought you in at the last moment, but I will get it as we talk. I've got it, and I'll make sure I post it.
Excellent.
In a moment. Let's talk about the art exhibit. It opens today, the exhibition.
Yeah.
How long will it run?
The exhibition is just one day only. The pieces of art that were produced by the children from DePaul are going to be for sale, so you can bid online. And we already have some bids coming in, which we're very excited about. So the art teacher at DePaul School for Hearing and Speech, Deneen Underwood, has been working with students for, gosh, I'm going to say probably 6 months now to create street art extravaganza. That is the theme today. And so what we have done is we have taken, you know, street art from all areas of the world and have had the children use that as inspiration, and they've done a fabulous job. Western Pennsylvania School for Blind Children has a cityscape exhibit that is fantastic. The children there have replicated buildings that folks know in Pittsburgh, such as, you know, Eaton Park and Children's Hospital and PPG Place and things like that. St. Anthony's School programs, they've done wonderful work. It's terrific. And the Children's Institute has contributed pieces that are beautiful as well. So again, not all the works are for sale, but the ones from DePaul are certainly for sale. And we would love folks to come down and take a look at what these children are capable of.
Ricky and I, my wife and I, just two nights ago, we were looking at some art created by youth at Carnegie Museum of Art. They were on display. And we were talking about the ability to buy art created by youth. It's really powerful. I don't believe they had any works for sale among those exhibited. But there are times when organizations do that. And you're telling the artist, the child behind that art, that their art matters, that their creativity has value, that their artistic voice and vision has value, and it's really and you're getting a great work of art at the same time. And I think the opportunity you're providing is incredible, so people can enjoy the art as they see it in the exhibition and consider maybe bringing something for their office or home or maybe as a gift to somebody else.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And I should mention one more thing as well. So to round out this experience, we've hired a local documentarian, and he has been documenting the process that the teachers have gone through to create the art that you are seeing in the show today. And at some point, at a later date, we are going to premiere that film. So I think that's going to help people understand the skills needed by the highly trained staff that teach these children, how to pull out that wonderful creativity and how it ends up the way it does.
That sounds terrific. This is Linda Bucher, and Linda is with the DePaul School. And I did check the website. Mm-hmm. I was close. It's DePaul Hearing learningandspeech.org. I kept saying learning. It's that too, but the website is DePaulHearingAndSpeech.org. Anything else that you'd like to mention?
Come on down. We're here today until 4 o'clock, and we would love to see you, and we'd love to have you be part of this experience.
And by down, Linda Meads, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, right outside of our Youth Media Center is where the display is. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Our pleasure. Coming up in just a moment, we have students from the World Affairs Council who will join us.